From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Howard Berkus. At least 27 people were killed today, including several American soldiers, in clashes between U.S.-led forces and Shiite Muslims across Iraq. The violence erupted after U.S. forces arrested an aide to a radical Shiite cleric. It was the most serious rupture so far in relations between the Shiites and the occupying authorities. The trouble began near Najaf in southern Iraq, but as dusk fell, the focus switched to Baghdad, where U.S. forces entered the capital's main Shiite neighborhood. The U.S. Army reports 7 American soldiers killed there. Another died near Najaf. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad and filed this report.
Sadr City, home to 2 million Shiites and headquarters of the radical Islamic cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, has been mostly quiet since the occupation began. But now explosions ring out through this impoverished Baghdad suburb. U.S. helicopters move overhead. An ambulance races past. American troops in heavy armor roll through the litter-strewn streets after al-Sadr's militiamen tried to take control of police stations and government buildings. A firefight erupts in which 7 American soldiers die in one of the U.S. military's worst recent setbacks. Residents are unsettled and angry.
First time when the American army came here, we say welcome because we don't need Saddam Hussein. But now, what they need from us, we didn't do anything to them. But they kill the people. Muqtada, we know what he wants, Muqtada. He wants to help us. But now, they won't kill him. Why? Because he say the truth?
Muqtada al-Sadr is a critic of the U.S. occupation with a reputation as a firebrand. He draws most of his support from young, poor Shiite men and followers of his father, a prominent Ayatollah assassinated by Saddam Hussein in 1999. Thousands of his followers demonstrated today near the city of Najaf. Exactly how this gathering, outside a Spanish military base, turned into a bloodbath is unclear. Witnesses reportedly said Spanish and Iraqi troops opened fire on the crowd after protesters threw stones at them. A senior U.S. official said people began firing from the crowd and the situation became sufficiently serious for them to call out helicopters and planes to protect the base. Afterwards, U.S. Chief Administrator Paul Bremer had this defiant message.
This morning, a group of people in Najaf have crossed the line. And they have moved to violence. This will not be tolerated. This will not be tolerated by the coalition. This will not be tolerated by the Iraqi people. And this will not be tolerated by the Iraqi security forces.
Wahmid Natmeh, politics professor at Baghdad University, says the bloodshed is a disturbing milestone.
This is the most serious confrontation up to now between the American forces and the Shia section of the society, which I think the Americans were hoping to neutralize during their confrontation with the so-called Sunni triangle. Now, for one reason or the other, the American seems to have decided to broaden their confrontation with other sections of the society.
Today, al-Sadr's men gridlocked central Baghdad by blocking road junctions, the latest in a week of protests over the coalition's decision to ban their newspaper for 2 months. But in Najaf, demonstrations were fueled by anger over the arrest on Saturday of Mustafa al-Yaqabi, an aide to Muqtada al-Sadr. The Americans say he's accused of playing a part in the killing of a prominent pro-U.S. cleric, Majud al-Khoi, who returned to Najaf from exile a year ago. Even before this, al-Sadr's spokesman in Baghdad, Amir al-Husseini, was warning that matters were set to worsen.
Hundreds of people, thousands of people are calling and demanding even to do some suicide attacks because the Americans' aggression against us reached the peak.
All this Shiite anger arises as U.S. forces prepare to enter Fallujah, a Sunni town, to find those who killed and mutilated 4 American contractors. Professor Natmeh says that the coincidence of these two issues means opposition to the occupation will widen.
If they entered Fallujah and they have entered al-Sadr city, then it will become obvious that the opposition to the Americans is not anymore Sunni triangle. It is a national triangle, which is both Shiis and Sunnis are showing their opposition to the American occupation.
The professor fears that with today's death toll, more bloodshed will follow. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.